Good morning. As we celebrate the feast of our patron, St. Vincent de Paul, we have a serious obligation to party well. We also have an obligation to reflect well on him and on his life and on the values of the gospel that were important to him. Summed up, I think, in this gospel this morning, that calls upon us to reverse the standard of values that's used in our society to decide who is important and who is not, and then to do something about it. St. Vincent was converted by the poor and to the poor, and spent the rest of his life in devoted service of the poor. That sets a precedent for us, and also a challenge. Something else he did that's a precedent and a challenge was to change the level of response. He upped it a notch, or dug it deeper a notch, depending on which metaphor you prefer. But it created a whole new level of responding to this gospel that had not existed in his society before. There had always been people who heard this gospel and put it into practice. Always been a minority, of course. Our society, Vincent's society, the Roman Empire that was Jesus' society, the bulk of society has always worshipped the rich and the powerful. But there have always been some who heard the word, who got the message, and who devoted themselves to the poor, and who gave the food and the drink, the clothing and the welcome, the visits and the care. One-on-one, as occasion presented, a little bit at a time. And in Imperial Rome, that might have been all you could do. In St. Vincent's time, he saw another opportunity, and he seized it. In addition to responding as an individual, that was his first job. He was an almoner. He was in charge of giving out the private responses of charity to the wealthy family for whom he worked. But then he took it another level. And in addition to this job, he started creating institutions that could respond to the poor. Physical institutions. He founded orphanages and old age homes and schools and hospitals, set up structures. And human institutions. He founded orders, religious orders of men and women who would devote themselves to the poor. He founded societies of laymen and laywomen who would devote themselves to the poor, who would think about from top to bottom what needed to be done and make those institutions that he'd built work. That was a whole new way of doing it. More organized, more efficient, more effective, mobilizing the resources of individuals, organizing them to respond in a stronger way. That was a fairly new thing in France at the time. It put a whole new level on this response to the poor. What Vincent did not do, probably could not do, in the middle of the French monarchy, was to see any way to actually change the system. But that's the third level, the one that comes to us now. Led by Vincent's example in creating a new level. You know, don't just imitate, don't just praise his practice. Imitate it. Follow his precedent. Look for a new level to which to take this gospel that says our lives must be radically centered on the least of our sisters and brothers. And we've been getting some guidance from Rome for over a century now, starting with Leo XIII, who otherwise was a fairly rigid law and order pope. But he came out with an encyclical on social justice, and popes have been doing it ever since, calling us, challenging us to look at the structure of our society and change it. This is something pretty new, something even Vincent didn't dream of. But it's another response, another level to responding to this gospel. What makes the poor poor? What keeps the poor poor? Structures in our society. Structures that need to be changed. Structures that are the institutionalization of that misplaced priority that puts all the emphasis on the rich and the powerful. We need to identify them. We need to change them. We need to create a system of justice in our society, where every person will have a chance to contribute and every person will receive at least as much as they need. That's the third level. Now, these are taken by some, I'm afraid, to be somehow mutually exclusive, and people who do direct service, people who organize institutions, people who change structures, frequently waste their time and effort criticizing each other. The people who are trying to change society look at the people who are passing out the coffee and donuts and say, you know, it really doesn't do any good to put on Band-Aids unless you cure the disease. And that's probably true, but not accurate. And vice versa, the people who are giving out donuts and coffee look at the people who are crusading against structures and say, they're tilting at windmills while we're out here actually accomplishing something. And that's probably true, but again, not accurate. And the difference is that the truth arises in, if you do any one of those exclusively, if a church does any one of those exclusively, those criticisms are valid. They apply. If all I think to do is to feed the hungry, and don't try to do what Vincent did and create some institutions so that the hungry are fed more efficiently, I'm missing a boat. If all I do is feed the hungry, and I'm unaware when I go to the polls of the need to challenge our society and restructure it along lines of justice and peace, I'm out in left field somewhere, picking up the casualties. Conversely, if I'm crusading for justice in the world, but never see a poor person, never spend the time to sit down and listen to someone who's homeless, never do anything to bring myself into one-to-one service contact with the poor, am I really putting the poor at the center of my life? Or am I a bureaucrat or a functionary just on a different team? All of these layers are necessary. Every part of this response is mandated by the gospel. Doesn't mean we all have to be the same. Some people find a particular joy and have particular talents in the direct service, one-on-one. Some are very good at creating the institutions that will organize and enable that kind of response. And some are very good and very devoted at leading the charge for the reform of our society. But each of us must be listening to the other two. And each of us must take part, at least a little bit, in those other two ministries in order to hold it together. Look at the broad array programs going on here. Some of them are fairly simple and direct, one-on-one. We give out food on Monday mornings. We give out dinners on Friday nights. We give out clothing on the second Thursday of the month. Somebody comes with a need, somebody meets it, one-on-one. We have programs here that are organizing. They're creating institutions. You do something like the, where is it here? Well, no, but, never mind. This has been one of those days. It's supposed to be our major feast, all right? I woke up at 9:23. To the phone. And somebody else answered it. So I rolled over to go back to sleep and said, thank God I don't have an appointment until 11. And I was almost back to sleep when I said, wait a minute, this isn't Monday, this is Sunday. Ah! We create institutions, whether they're our sister parishes, Nicaragua or Lithuania, whether it's organizations like the Habitat for Humanity that houses the homeless and the poor in a more efficient and organized way. We do that part too. We also do the peace and justice and the community organizing and the social action work. The challenges of society. All of those are necessary. St. Vincent was only operating at two of those levels. But if he were here today, he'd surely be operating at all three. And probably picking out the direction for the fourth that we haven't realized yet. We need to keep creating levels of response. But we need to base them right here. When the change of values, the change of priorities that needs to set the whole thing in motion. The wisdom of God, the foolishness of God, is already wiser than human wisdom. The weakness of God is already stronger than human strength. What God thinks important is really much more important than what the world thinks important, than what human importance is. Human importance is based on money and power and influence. But God's importance is based on need, based on being poor, being hungry, being thirsty, being homeless, being a stranger, being naked, being ill, being in prison. These are the most important people in our society. These are the ones that we and our society, it is all nations that will be assembled before him, will be judged. And it's the way that we respond to them that counts in the eyes of God. We do it at the individual level. We do it at the institution building level. We do it at the level of challenging society. But all of it needs to rest on that simple perception of who is really important around here. It's not about me. It's not about us. It's about the least of our sisters and brothers. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.